to the arms of Seltz just around the 10-yard line.
Receiver wide to the right, two to the left. Two men in the backfield with Shelkey in the shotgun. As a handoff to Austin Seltz, he's trying to fight his way all the way out to the 30-yard line. And they're going to say forward progress had him stopped there for a 4-yard gain brought down by Lamar Jordan III, the interior linebacker. For MCC, second down, six to go, working off the right hash.
Yeah, I'm surprised it took this long to get Austin Seltz back into the backfield where he does his best work, only his third carry of the game.
Austin Seltz, 3 carries, 4 yards on the day, all 4 coming from that last carry. 2 wide each way. Josh Shelkey rolling to his left, looking to pass. Rolls back now. He's in trouble. Has to scramble. He's past the line of scrimmage to the 35. Has the first down. And brought down at the 42-yard line by number 74, Jaden McPherson, the defensive tackle. And Josh Shelkey single-handedly moves the chains for the Pirates.
Yeah, he's going to have to. Again, no Harbor Beach receivers open. And when one finally did get open, Mitch Hearn here closest to us, was easy for us to see. Finally got some separation. The pressure had gotten to Shelkey, and he did the right thing. He tucked it in and made a play on his own.
2 wide to the left, 1 to the right. Shelkey, screen pass to the left to Chris Keys, complete. He's to the 40 and all the way down to about the 44-yard line, brought down by Jacob Kimbrough, the outside linebacker, for a 2-yard gain. 2nd and 8 to go now for the Pirates. 3:13 left in the third. 35 to 6, Muskegon Catholic over Harbor Beach.
You've seen a little bit more of that playbook getting stretched out now for Harbor Beach. A different look at the screen pass gets him a couple yards.
And Josh Shelkey on the keeper out, and it almost looks like a broken play. He doesn't know where to go. He gets back to the original line of scrimmage to the 44 and sets up a 3rd down, 8 to go, brought down by number 54 on that line, Joe Palace.
Yeah, he's talking to somebody in the huddle there. Somebody went the wrong direction, but nonetheless, a play that probably wasn't going anywhere. MCC had good defensive pressure from that line of theirs.
2 wide to the right, 1 to the left. That's Tyler Vollmering. 2 men in the backfield with Shelkey in the shotgun. As the screen pass to the right to Keys, who caught it at the 41-yard line, but was tackled immediately by number 33, Zach Wenzer, the senior secondary. And it's going to be a loss of 2 on the play back to the original line of scrimmage. 3rd and 10 now for the Pirates.
Yeah, they read that screen pass very well, started to work for Harbor Beach, and the more they run it, the more the Crusaders recognize the play. And just like that, a 2-yard loss, and now the punt team back on for Harbor Beach.
As in fact, 4th down, 10 to go from the 42-yard line. Mitch Hearn stands at the 26. A little bit of a short snap, but he gets this one away. And into the wind, comes down to the 33-yard line, where it's a fair catch signal was up by Zach Houston, the senior. So MCC with the ball back at their own 33-yard line, a minute 42 before the end of the third quarter.
Oh, yeah, and then you know what MCC is going to do here. They're going to get back into their wing T formation, and they're going to do their best to burn as much clock as they can, making a miracle comeback even tougher to pull off.
Harbor Beach only had 14 yards in the last drive, took 2 minutes and 36 seconds off the clock, and resulted in a punt. MCC with the ball now at their own 33-yard line. 2 wide to the right, 1 to the left. Martinez is in the shotgun. He has Tommy Scott to his left. Screen pass to the left, and it is caught by number 33, but brought down immediately. Zach Windsor brought down by number 22, Mitch Hearn, out of the cornerback there for Harbor Beach for no gain. Continues to move the clock here. Minute 22 left here in the third. 35-6 MCC over HB.
Yeah, MCC. I don't think they wanted to have all incompletions in the playbook because they just throw a quick screen pass out there, and Mitch Hearn recovers well on the play. He breaks on it for no gain. 2nd and 10 now for the Crusaders.
And up to Tommy Scott, coming off right guard, bounces off that one and get brought down by Austin Ginther out at the 39-yard line for a 6-yard gain on 2nd and 10. So now it sets up a 3rd and 4. From the 39, the first down marker is at the Muskegon Catholic 43-yard line. 45 seconds left here in the third. Probably one more play here in the third and on to the fourth.
Oh, you know they're going to run as much time off the clock as they can, and they're going to keep the ball on the ground. Again, they attempted only 3 passes today and 2 incompletions and 1 that goes for basically no gain.
And off right through the middle. And he has the first down across the 45 all the way out to the 47-yard line. That is number 35, Logan Helton, a 5'6 running back. He's a sophomore. And it's a first down for the Crusaders with 25 seconds left here in the third quarter. MCC leading by 29.
Yeah, Brandon Puff making the tackle for Harbor Beach, but not before the first down run by Helton gets him a first down. That time the wing T basically spread apart. Both outside T members ran straight towards the sideline, and 35 went right up the middle, and that was enough push to get him a first down.
T formation, handoff to the third man out of the backfield, number 20. Tries to spin out of that one. He's back to the original line of scrimmage and pushes forward out to about the 49-yard line for a 2-yard gain. Latami Scott, another sophomore running back here, gained some action, brought down by number 76 of Harbor Beach, Adam Swartz, the nose guard. Got a five-man front here, and that will bring us to the end of the third quarter with MCC leading Harbor Beach 35-6 on the WLEW Sports Network.
When you want the best selection of new Chevrolet pickups and GM-certified pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, head for Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick in Sebring. Moore Shoreline maintains one of the best in-stock selections of Chevrolet Silverados in the region, and their veteran sales representatives work hard to package the best factory and dealer incentives along with top trade-in allowances. And Moore Shoreline really shines with a service that continues long after the sale. It's what keeps loyal buyers coming back for regular maintenance and their next vehicle. Get your new Chevrolet and find new roads.
On to the fourth quarter. 12 minutes around the clock. MCC with the ball now moving right to left across your radio at the MCC 49-yard line, facing a second and 8 in the T formation. Martinez hands it off to number 22 coming around the left end, and he is still pushing forward and was stopped back at the 45, but fought his way down to the 43. That is Blake Sanford, brought down by Mitch Hearn after a 7-yard gain, short of the first down by a yard out to the 44. Third and a yard to go for the Crusaders.
Yeah, Mitch Hearn hit him after about a 2-yard gain, but Blake Sanford, 5'8", 155-pound senior, running with a lot of force, drags him and a couple other defenders all the way across to the just short of the first down marker.
And it's a handoff. They try and get the first down. It says a quarterback keeper around the left end. He gets out to about the 42-yard line. He needed a yard. He got two. And it will be a first down for MCC in a new set of downs here with 11:18 left in the fourth. It's 35-6, the Crusaders over the Pirates.
Well, the Harbor Beach defense has done one thing really well, and that's prevent the quarterback from beating them. Three pretty ugly passes, and when he's ran the ball, he hasn't had much success. But around the outside, Latami Scott and number 22 Sanford having their way.
And it's a handoff right through the middle. As Logan Helton tries to fight his way all the way down, he has a 10-yard gain all the way down to the 30 for a 12-yard gain brought down by Mitch Hearn out of the secondary, and another new set of downs for the green and gold.
It's not good when they hand it off right up the middle, and your secondary are first ones in on the tackle, that being Mitch Hearn and Josh Shelke not far away making tackles for Harbor Beach. Again, Josh Shelke, your team leader in tackles, that's probably not a good thing.
First and 10 from the 30-yard line of Harbor Beach. Martinez and the Crusaders right to left across your radio. It's a handoff to number 20, Latami Scott. He spins at the 20-yard line and still on his feet all the way down to the 19-yard line. This is an 11-yard gain. Clock stops momentarily because of another first down with 10:42 left here in the fourth quarter. 35-6 MCC over Harbor Beach, brought down by Preston Livingston.
Is that family, Clark? Did you ever confirm that? Is that where they related?
I'm not
at
quite
all?
Sure.
Don't know
I would
that
guess
for sure.
The way
I
he's running,
so,
I would guess so.
He sure looks like him. That's what I was just going to say. Boy, he sure runs hard. Sophomore, very quick. Makes good cuts. Bright future for the MCC as usual.
First and 10, handoff to Latami Scott around the right end. He breaks free across the 15 down to the 10. Josh Shelke wrestles him down all the way at the 4-yard line for a 15-yard pickup. It's now first and goal from, according to the spot, the 3-yard line, a 16-yard game.
Yeah, and MCC, by spreading out their wing T members, they, when they run that ball to the last guy in the backfield. The other two lead around the ends, and that has got